Torah tells us in Parshas Bo, we find the first mitzvah, the mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazet Lachem. Torah tells us that the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael commanded upon leaving Mitzrayim is the mitzvah to sanctify the new moon. It's a mitzvah that's really, in many ways, having to do with the establishment of our luach, of our calendar. There are a variety of different questions that many of the Mefarshim ask. Many question why exactly it's important this is going to be the first mitzvah. Why is the first mitzvah going to have to do with setting up a calendar? L'chora, maybe there could have been other potential options as far as what could have been chosen. I want to talk about that, but really through the lens of an additional question, which is, why do we follow a lunar calendar? HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rashi even describes it in the Medrash, that it's a little bit complicated to be able to follow. Moshe Rabbeinu had a hard time. The mole is exactly like this. How I know exactly when it's going to be a new moon? And logically, there's good reason why a person would follow the solar calendar. Certainly, the sun gets a lot more press than the moon. And the sun is something which would really sort of establish the seasons in a certain sense in a more powerful way. Why exactly would we follow the lunar calendar? Moreover, there seems something very, very powerful about the Levana. The Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Chav Tes points out that Dafka Klal Yisrael have a calendar that's based on the moon, and the Umos HaOlam have a calendar, the non-Jews have a calendar established based on the sun. The Gemara even says, in general, you could tell, if things aren't so great for the moon, that's probably a bad sign for Klal Yisrael. Not so great for the sun, a bad sign for the Umos HaOlam. The Gemara tells us in Hedron and Daf Membeis that if you properly say Kiddush Levana, it's like your Mekabel Pnei HaShchina. And what exactly is it about the moon? Why specifically the moon are we choosing to be able to convey, in a certain sense, some very important ideas about, again, our calendar? Why base it on the moon itself? So we'll try to develop a couple of different ideas. There are a lot of Ma'amari Chazal that are interesting. But the first Mahalach is a Mahalach that you find in the Nesivo Shalom. Nesivo Shalom offers the following suggestion. In many ways, Klal Yisrael is compared to the moon. And that's because of the unique kind of avoda that Klal Yisrael has to engage in. The Jewish people are a nation, and this we know, that has suffered more than its fair share of tragedies. We've been in Gullus, historically, more than we've been in time periods of Geula. And like the moon, that even when the moon is missing, or even when the moon is very, very small, we know that HaMechadesh B'Tuvah, we know that the moon is going to come back, and we're going to see it again. So too, on some level, that's part of what it means to be a Jew, is to know that part of being in Klal Yisrael is that we are going to be a nation that does have a time period of gullus. We are going to be a people that are engaged, in a certain sense, through a whole lot of hardship. But we have emunah, even in those moments, that things eventually will get better. That things eventually will get better. I guess the cynics amongst us would note that even when it's, you know, there, we also know it's going to get smaller afterwards. But not the mahal that he's going with. We know that there's something there in terms of it coming back. He then goes on to suggest, and this is really pshat in the Medrash. The Medrash tells us that part of what makes the moon unique is that the sun is only found during the daytime. You only see the sun during the day. You never see the sun at night. It's almost definitional to what night is. The moon, on the other hand, the moon you see at night, but sometimes you can also see the moon during the day. It does have a certain ability at times to be there, not only during the night, but during the day also. And the Nesivos Shalom suggests it's really for the same reason. That part of what makes Klal Yisrael unique is our capacity to not only worship Hashem, the moon, during the daytime when things are very clear and things are very easy, but we know how to engage in Avodas Hashem also during the nighttime. We know how to engage in Avodas Hashem even at the Erev, even in times of darkness. He suggests that's why it's really the first mitzvah. The Rav spoke about why it's the first mitzvah as far as the importance of time awareness, that slaves aren't in control of their own time, and it's important to be able to have a certain control of time. The Nesivos Shalom offers a bit of a different idea, which is this is a fundamental idea in terms of what it means to really be a Jew. That the first mitzvah we're going to have, part of what it means to be part of Klal Yisrael, is to be able to know that we're like the moon, that even in time periods of Choshech, so we know that eventually things are going to come back around and things are really going to get better. And that's his Mahalach. Rav Kook had a different Mahalach. It's a very, I think, intriguing one. And it's one worthy of, again, a little bit of thought. And I think it also gives us some insight in terms of why it's the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael is going to have. Rav Kook points out that lichora, what the Gemara says in Maseches Sukkah, it makes a good deal of sense why you would follow the sun. The sun is more powerful. Most nations follow more of a solar calendar than a lunar calendar. Keeping on track with the seasons, we know. Because we follow a lunar calendar, we have to have leap year sometimes to keep Pesach as Chodesh HaAviv, the Gemara tells us. And there's a whole lot to be said as far as the importance of having of having a solar calendar? Why have a lunar calendar? So Rav Kook suggests that part of what's going on here is the following. On the one hand, the sun is established so much and the sun is so powerful. And so long as you are basing your calendar on the sun, what you're essentially saying is the sun's going to be playing a major role in the effectiveness of certain things. When it comes to planting and agriculture and so many other things, we're going to look to the sun because the sun's koveya so much. And it would be logical to follow the sun. But part of what it means to be part of Klal Yisrael is to know that Hashem's really the one that calls the shots, that Hashem's the one that's going to be able to be koveya, going to be the one that's going to establish what really goes on for us. And that even though logically I would have thought follow the sun, that's only true if you view things from a purely rational perspective. That from a purely rational, okay, you know what, the sun is a better way to go. But part of being a member of Klal Yisrael is knowing that we play by a different set of rules. Even the moon, which appears to be less significant, even a moon that doesn't appear to be as important, when the Ribono Shel Olam has us, we're entirely good to go. When the Ribono Shel Olam is there, already inside, that even when there's no Shemesh, Shekomash Neshtalam Yos Mitzat HaTorah Kedosh Lo Niyah Tzvicha L'Haris HaMa'oros, Rak Hashem Yeh Oreinu Ve'Elokeinu Tifarsenu. That even if we only have the moon to look at, we're still entirely good to go because Hashem is totally there for us. Essentially, what Cook suggests is that while it's true logically that we should have gone with the sun, part of what the Ribono Shel Olam is telling us right now is we don't go based on logic. We don't go based on just nature. We follow the Ribono Shel Olam, and we can even follow the moon, which doesn't make as much sense, but we have Hashem Yisbarach here in order to be able to take care of us. It's Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chatshei Hashanah. Why is that considered to be the first mitzvah? So here it's not about the time awareness. The Rebbe of Soloveitchik spoke about it. Again, that slaves aren't in control of their own time. The Rebbe also wants to give us time. It's not about what you have in the Nesiva Shalom. The Nesiva Shalom, the main Yisod, is really about having emunah even when times are difficult, knowing how to worship Hashem even when times are difficult, because part of what it means to be a member of Klal Yisrael is to know things are going to get better. For Rav Kook, part of what being part of Klal Yisrael is, and one of the reasons why it's the first mitzvah, is for a very simple reason. It's one of the first mitzvahs because we play by a different set of rules. Our calendar looks different. The Ribono Shel Olam is in control of a whole lot more, and that's why we can follow our calendar based on the moon. We don't have the same sense of responsibility. We don't have the same need to follow the sun at all. The idea is we have more understanding in terms of what the Gemara says in Masechah Sanhedrin, that it's ki'ilu you are mekabel pe'ashchina haro'a levana b'chidusha, that when you say bracha of kiddush levana, it's like you're mekabel p'nei hashchina. That part of what's going on when you are mekabel p'nei hashchina is celebrating in a certain sense what it means to be a Jewish people who are connected to the Ribono Shel Olam. What does it mean to Jewish people to be Jewish people that appreciate the Ribono Shel Olam? We have, like the Salma Rebbe said, emunah at night, the same way that we have emunah during the day. And in the thought of Rav Kook, part of what we really have is also this idea that we're fully dependent on Hashem. That we don't have to follow nature the way that other nations do when they come along and they follow nature. So what tonight was, again, a couple of different ideas in terms of the importance of HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, why it's the first mitzvah, and what exactly is so significant about us being compared to the moon. I'll add just one idea, something that we've shown and point out, that part of what the moon teaches us isn't just something about Klal Yisrael, but something about God's involvement in the world. That the same way that the moon can be set up and it can go, it can wax and wane. It's gone and then it comes back, it's gone and then it comes back. So the Meiri writes in Masechah Sanhedrin, in many ways it's a statement about emunah in Chiddush HaOlam and emunah and God's continued role in this world. Things don't stay the exact same way. That there's a cycle that's always going on. And one of the things also that we get in the beginning with the first mitzvah is the importance of appreciating the Ribono Shel Olam's role in this world and the fact that our need for emunah, Hashem didn't just create the world, but Hashem continues to be involved in the world. Shkaya, guys, have a wonderful, wonderful night.